Have you been enjoying this video series? I hope you have. And before we get on to video number 3, all about metrics, super sexy stuff, I want to tell you and invite you to a new webinar I have next week, next Thursday, May 3rd. It's all about cloning yourself. So how to scale your business like an expert. We're going to be talking about the framework that I've been using with clients for many years to make sure that you're prioritizing what systems and things that you need to do in your business to make the most effectiveness, not efficiency. We don't want to just make everything efficient. We want it to be effective and that ROI at the end to come through, because that's what you care about, because you don't have enough time. You don't have all the money in the world. So we got to be as effective as humanly possible. So please join me. It is live. Go to eventualmillionaire.com/webinar to go sign up and let me know if you have any questions. Hope you enjoy the video. In this video, we're covering the right metrics. Now, most likely, if you're a business owner, you've heard about this before, metrics, measuring, KPIs. And if you haven't, we're going to be going over in the first part of the video why it's important, what a KPI is, and why metrics can change what you're actually paying attention to. Then we're going to be going over a 3-step process so you know what the most important metrics are for you and if they're going to change and or not and when, along with how to actually track it so you and your team will actually be paying attention to these either week by week or month by month so it's ingrained in your company. So what the heck's a KPI? Why do we even care about metrics? Well, the goal is to really pay attention to whatever you set at the beginning of the year, how far of progress you have made versus how far you haven't, because it really should be like a compass where if you're moving forward, you know you're going in the right direction or not. But not only if it's the right direction, but how far in that right direction. That's what that metric is going to measure. How close are we? Where is true north and how far away are we from that? So that way we can level up what's working and not pay attention to what's not. It's really about how much focus we have and what we really need to be paying attention to. So this is you being the captain of the ship and making sure that all pieces of your company are going in the right direction so you can look at a holistic view. KPI stands for Key Performance Indicator. A lot of companies use that. It's pretty much just saying, what are your focus priorities for metrics? Especially because you can't have 100 metrics that you look at every single day as the owner. Okay, you can make your team potentially do some of that stuff. But for you, you don't want to see everything because it will cloud the water. You want one overarching metric, and then each role should have something that you're measuring for them also, right? So we're going to go through step number 1. We've actually provided a template for you also, by the way. One of the reasons, like I said before, of why these could change is because in step number 1, it's all about relating your current goals that you made for the year. Hopefully we have quarterly goals too, because if you have quarterly goals, it is way easier to know what metrics we should be paying attention to right off the bat. Okay. So what I want you to have, and you can pull up that KPI sheet, we also have a list of metrics that you can pick from. We'll go through step by step a little bit more on how to pick them in just a second. But that way you can sort of start letting it seep in to see how many options there really are. Okay. What we want to do though is make sure that they align with whatever that goal is that you set at the beginning of the year. So for example, if you do care about gross annual revenue and that's your number one goal that you're going after, yes, that's probably a great overarching metric for you. But I want to caution you, because a lot of the times that's actually not telling the whole story. When we pick an overarching metric, so the one that you are paying attention to the most, definitely week by week at least, it's the one that's going to give you the biggest overall picture. Yes, we're going to use the other ones later too, but for example, I heard this from Dan Martell. He said that Facebook uses daily active users as their overarching metric. One of the reasons is it's not how many new people are coming in, it's how active people and how many people are returning and coming back and how long they're using it for. How many daily active minutes are we actually using every single day? That's a crazy metric, but it also tells them most likely how much ad revenue they have coming out of the end. So you can check out Dan Martell at danmartell.com. He talks and works with SaaS companies. But go ahead and write down what you think. And again, it does not have to be perfect right the second, but what you think think are some options for that overarching metric for you. It could also be net profit. So you can make $1 million or more gross, but how much are you actually keeping? And that net profit, it might actually be a better indicator of how good the temperature check of how good your business is doing, better than gross revenue, because you could spend a ton in ad money and get a ton of customers and still not make any money in the long run. Okay. It could also be impact. It doesn't have to be a money metric. When we do things with impact, I work with a lot of companies that are seven figures plus and their owner, they made a lot of money. So they want to judge themselves or their company by money anymore. So they'll do it by impact, how many people we've impacted, and they have to define what impact means to them. So that way they can really make sure that that is the overarching metric that they're looking for. So what I want you to do is I want you to just write a couple options, and then I'm going to give you a minute or two to really try and highlight which one you think would be the best one. Now, the thing that I want to say that's really important is test it. You don't necessarily have to pick this one and always have it forever. If you do think it's easy to just pick a gross annual number right now, go ahead and do that. And then see, as you're looking at it every single week, if it's giving you the information that you want about the company. Okay, this is not a set in stone process. It's very fluid, which is also what makes it a bit annoying. But if you stick with it, it will tell you the best things overarchingly about your company. So if you only had one metric to look at, that would be the main metric that you could go by. Okay, so that's step number one. I'm going to give you 1 minute to go ahead and figure out what that key overarching metric would be for your company. Okay, step number two. What we want to do now is take that structure that we made from the very first video that we've updated from the second video on strengths, and we want to start correlating these metrics based on either the role or the category. So for example, we'll have marketing metrics, and you don't need 100 different marketing metrics. We might have each role pay attention to one specific metric. So for example, in marketing, let's say you have a couple people in your marketing department. In that marketing department, when you look at what you're paying attention to because of your quarterly goals, let's say it's traffic, the person that is running the SEO or running the specific paid ad campaigns, that's going to be really core key metrics that you need to look at for knowing whether or not you're hitting the traffic numbers that you need to. So it might be your online business manager or your marketing manager that's actually recording those metrics and putting them in the sheet. But what we want to do is we want to make sure per category or per role, we can measure each piece. This long term will go back to the employee reviews that you should be doing if you're not, but the employee reviews. So that way you can say, this is what we measured you on and you didn't hit the numbers that we wanted you to. Why not? Or this is what we're measuring you on and man, you did an amazing job. What more can we do? Right? So all of these interrelate. And I think it's really important for you to know, we're not picking metrics out of the air. If you don't care about having a bazillion Facebook likes, it doesn't matter to measure it. If your Facebook likes go down or your engagement goes down, and that's not a big piece of what you're really going after right now, then it's just extra data that when you look at this KPI sheet, you're going to get overwhelmed. I don't want that. I want to keep out what is going to make you confused. We're only trying to keep 5, maybe 10 metrics at the most on one sheet that you can take a look at. Now, that being said, each department can have more metrics, especially if they're doing paid ads. They have to look at a lot more analytics than you, for certain. But what you want to do is you want core metrics for each role or category also. That way they know what to pay attention to also. Because if you say, we have 5 different initiatives, we're trying to work on this, this, that, and the other thing, it's hard for them to also decide on what is most important for them to do also. So if you don't have those pieces in place, A, we can't know whether what we're doing is working or not. B, your employees and your contractors start to get a little scattered on what your focus is. And when that happens, you really spread yourself too thin and you don't feel the momentum or progress that you need anyway. Okay? So that's number 2. I'm going to give you 1 minute to go ahead and put what you potentially think, and again, take a look at that huge metrics list that we have, what you potentially think are the core metrics for each role or category. All right, now finally, take that KPI template and I want you to do something with it because you can write this down till the cows come home, but if you don't actually use it, you just wasted your time. So what I like to do is either put that KPI template in a dashboard, if you guys have a dashboard, where you keep everything. And if you don't, you should have one place where you keep everything. And what I want you to do is on your weekly team meeting, during that time, I want you to actually pull up the KPI sheet. Now, if you don't want anyone else to see your gross revenue numbers or whatever it is, you can be the only person that has access to it. But ideally, what you want is you want the people that are on your team to update that KPI sheet, knowing that you will look at it on Monday morning or whenever you have that weekly team meeting, or even if it's a monthly meeting, you want to be looking at it then. So it has to be updated by them beforehand. Okay. And now if it's for you, then you need to make sure you do that too. Or if you have like a dashboard, which pulls in all your metrics, you can look at that also. But what I want you to do is put a time and place in your calendar, ideally in that team meeting, if you have one, to be looking at that KPI metrics spreadsheet. Because if you don't, metrics get put by the wayside, and this is one of the most important things you can do to know where you're going and how to make incremental shifts that will make huge differences in your business. So please don't just throw this piece away. Please make sure that you carry it through all the way and even set reminders on your phone to look at it. Set reminders on your Amazon Echo as you heard it beep a second ago. Please set yourself the accountability or have your owner-operator relationship, have your operator slap you around in order to make you look at those metrics. Otherwise, we float around, and because of that, we can feel like we're not making enough progress. And sometimes you are, and just don't even realize it. So please, I want you to take these actions right now. Go ahead and put it in your calendar. What we also do is during the team meeting, we have an agenda, and in the calendar invite, it has the links. So you can just click on it right there too. When you're in it, you click on it, and you're all set. Make it as resistance-free as humanly possible. So that way you actually do it and use them. Otherwise, there's no point. I hope you have a fantastic day and you got a lot out of this. If you really want more, make sure you check out ownerbox.com. There's all sorts of this structured information so you can do little pieces at a time that will incrementally improve your business and help get you out of the boxes in your structure, every single box, and more into the owner box. Thanks.